How many of you know the date of your baptism? Some, not bad. Do you ever celebrate that day? You think, okay, there's a couple, there's a few, that's good. Well, it's kind of like a birthday, right? And I think my, I know mine was October of 1990. I know Paul always likes when I point out that I was born in 1990. I think it was either October 9th or 10th, I got to double check on that, but to be honest, it's a day that usually comes and goes, and I never even think about, oh, hey, I was baptized today, or today's an important day, and I'm sure even if we knew our dates, that's probably how it would go for most of us. They would just come and go. But this morning, I want to start off with giving us all some homework, and that is to find out your baptismal date. Either call the parish if you have your certificate, call the archdiocese, but take some time and find out when that date was. Why? Oh, and then put it on the calendar and make sure to celebrate it too. But we do that because that was the day that we were given new life. We were reborn through the Holy Spirit. Now first, let's talk about Jesus' baptism. Because the first thought is often, well, why did Jesus need to get baptized? It doesn't seem to make sense. Wasn't John right in saying, no, you should be baptizing me. This is all backwards. You're not in need of repentance. But what do we know about baptism? It washes away original sin. It gives us that new birth. It's a means of repentance that makes us members of the body of Christ. And so why would Jesus need to be baptized to be a member of his own body? You see how it, when you think about it in that sense, it doesn't add up. And for the past month and a half, we've prepared for and celebrated the incarnation, the event in which the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The incarnation in part happened due to God's desire to be close to us, to be one of us. And so in Jesus' baptism, he once again becomes one of us, experiencing everything that we experience. Jesus, that suffering servant that we hear of from the prophet Isaiah in our first reading, entered the waters of baptism so that we could further identify with him, and he could further identify with us. Jesus once again has shown his solidarity with the sinful humanity. And Jesus' baptism is just the beginning. Not only did he take our place in those waters of repentance, making them life-giving, he would then also take our place on the cross and die for our sins, so that the cross then too would become redemptive and life-giving. The innocent one, the suffering servant, takes on what we were supposed to take on out of great love for us, so that we could be transformed and have right relationship with God. And so then, what does baptism then mean for us? And if there was any Sunday to have a baptism at Mass today, would have been it, right? I was kind of hoping there would have been one today, but alas, there isn't. But let me share with you what the Catechism says about baptism. It says, holy baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism, we are freed from sin and reborn as sons of God. We become members of Christ, are incorporated into the church, and made sharers in her mission. Baptism is the sacrament of regeneration through water in the Word. There's a lot there, and I could probably spend many hours breaking all that down, but the Packers play eventually, so I won't. But there is one phrase that I'd like to focus on, and that is, we become members of Christ. We've become members of the mystical body of Christ, and thus, we've become members to one another. We're not just part of some society, some group, some club. We are not a cult. No. We become parts of a body. And so just like our human bodies, each part is intimately connected with one another, and what one thing does affects another, so too we are intimately connected to one another through our common baptism. We're also connected to all of the holy men and women who have gone before us. And it's not just the canonized saints, but it's Christians down through the ages who have lived heroic lives of faith that we never have and never will hear of. It's our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our best friends, and that list goes on and on. It's all those folks who have taught us the importance of faith, who have lived their baptismal call not perfectly, but with great faith. We are forever connected to them in this mystical body. And you may notice that when we do have a baptism at Mass, we sing the Litany of the Saints as the family approaches the font for baptism. It's not just because it sounds nice or it's a nice prayer. It's because those are our relatives. That's the communion of saints. That's the mystical body. It's calling on our relatives to pray for us. And it's not just our parents and godparents that are present at a baptism, or not just the St. Dominic community who happens to be at that Mass. It is the entire body of Christ, the entire communion of saints that gathers around that font and gathered around whatever font we were baptized in. This all requires action on our part. Faith always does. We can never just sit back. After Jesus was baptized, he began his public ministry, and so we too then are called to service. As the mystical body, we are the mind of Christ here on earth. We are his hands and his feet with which he continues to transform and bless this world. We speak his word of invitation to our brothers and sisters who have yet to been introduced to Jesus. Just as our relatives did for us and for others, so now we must do. In a world that needs authentic Christian love more than ever, we must take our baptismal call seriously. We all were baptized priest, prophet, and king, and that prophetic part of that mission is as important as any, especially today. We can make a difference. And I don't want any of us to ever think that we can't. I'm sure many of the saints in their time never dreamed of the legacy that they would leave, benefiting Christians down through generations. Yet they did. Our great-grandparents of ages past probably never dreamed that the faith that they instilled in their children would make a difference today. But yet it does, because we're here. We start at home, where formation first happens. And then we look outward. We look to people in life who need Jesus, to the person in our life who needs us to be his hands and his feet and his word. And that's why I think it's so important that we know the date that we were baptized and that we celebrate it, because it wasn't just another day. It wasn't just a formality or a tradition or something we do. It was one of the most important days of our life, because that was the day we became a member of the body of Christ and received that call to go forward and to serve our brothers and sisters. Today we celebrate Jesus' baptism, where he transformed the waters, where he identified with us, and once again took on that sense of repentance for us. And we also celebrate, regardless of whatever date, our own baptism. And the fact that we are here, we have received our gift of faith, and we take healthy pride in the good work that we do to build the kingdom. One of my favorite prayers, in fact, probably my favorite prayer, comes from St. Teresa of Avila, It's pretty common, I think, and many of you may have heard it. It's called Christ Has No Body. And I think of it in relation to today because it's a very incarnational prayer, and it very much speaks to how we are the ones to do Christ's work. And so, to close my homily this morning, I'd like to pray this prayer with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Amen.